To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Okay, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Monday show.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Happy December 1st.
Yeah, that's wild. How we feeling, gang? Are we awake yet, Jessica?
Yeah, I'm ready to work. I think just because I had to get here early and do a bunch of stuff real quick. So,
oh, yeah?
Pretty awake right now.
I woke up this morning and I'm like, do I have a job anymore? Like, when I take too many days off, I almost forget how to do this, you know? Like, my brain was like, wait, how do I get to, even the exit to get to work today, I was like, which exit was it? Like, is it 21 or 22? I think it's 22. Okay, I think we're fine. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to your show. Happy Monday. Welcome to it. 6 o'clock club, how you feeling? Was it a good Thanksgiving? Hopefully it was. So how was the break? Typically on Monday, we just go around, kind of catch up from the weekend, but God, we were off all last week. How was Thanksgiving break?
It was a lot of fun. We had 15 people in one house and it was like chaotic, but it was so much fun. I don't think all of us have been together like that in, I mean, years, at least because half of my family's on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And then I have an uncle and aunt out here in Virginia. And so the last time and usually Garage Boy and I will spend holidays with them, but the last time like the West Coast family has been out here for some sort of holiday like that has been, I mean, all of us kind of in the same area was crazy. It was a lot of fun seeing my parents just enjoy stuff out here and being with, we played so many games. I feel like something I want to talk about this week is if anyone else had family games that got way too real, way too fast.
What do you mean by that?
Like we, I mean,
like it went from fun to not fun.
I mean, like we played beer pong just to be fun. And then all of a sudden it turned into this, like it got pretty chippy.
Oh.
It got pretty real.
Yeah. Beer pong?
Yeah, man. And I think it was just because my cousin and his friend just kept winning over and over and over again that every single family member, we kept joining in different teams, trying to take them out. And then it got to a point where like,
wasn't fun anymore.
It wasn't fun anymore. I mean, we were cool, but some of the family members were like not happy about it.
Not so cool anymore.
But overall, it was just so cool. We were just eating and dancing and running around. My cousin's also DJ, so we were just like dancing in the basement with like laser shows and everything. It was crazy.
It's a typical Dutra Thanksgiving.
It was like out of control for like 6 days straight, and it was the best.
That's fun. Charlotte, how was Thanksgiving?
It was great. I mean, there weren't laser shows,
well,
but like
it wasn't as good as Jess's then.
Yeah, but we had good food. Mm-hmm. We hung out with family. We played Mario Party. No. Excuse me.
Very different.
Yeah, it was a great time. How about you?
I was in Aruba for 5 days, and honestly, don't love Aruba. Which shocked people. Like everyone I told that I didn't love it. It's near and dear to so many people's heart. Every people, like, oh my God, I went on my honeymoon in Aruba. It's like the greatest time ever. Didn't love it. Very, very people-y. It's a very people-y spot. And I wasn't really expecting the amount of humans that were going to be there. I was kind of expecting, because usually on Thanksgiving, most people stay here with their families. So that means I can like get away and it'd be kind of quiet. It was not quiet. Very loud, very party-y. I was kind of expecting a quiet vacation. It was not. Very loud, very
the people
lots
of Aruba said rage.
They were raging. It was a raging Thanksgiving.
I guess everyone's trying to get away from the cold then.
Literally. Mm-hmm. Like they were everyone that I met was from, you know, Michigan, Chicago. Everyone was trying to get out the cold already, man. So I was very much ready to get back because I was like, I gotta get some quiet, man. I gotta get out. So many bars that were just up all night. Like my hotel was so loud. I was glad to get away from the cold, but I was very, you know, those vacations where you're like, okay, like I'm good. I'm ready to like get back. So it's good to get back and be here with you guys.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
It's Cyber Monday, but is Black Friday making it obsolete now? Adobe Analytics say Americans set a new record for online shopping on Black Friday. We spent $11.8 billion just online on Black Friday this year. That is up 9% from last year. The peak was from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. when we were literally spending $12.5 million per minute.
That's crazy.
We also spent $6.4 billion online on Thanksgiving Day. More than half of those online sales happened on phones this year, and it looks like in-store sales continue to trend down.
Did you guys do any Black Friday shopping? I really didn't do much this year. Usually I'm a big Black Friday. I mean, it's one of my favorite days of the year. I didn't really do a ton, which I'm kind of shocked, especially with like how I feel like we're all kind of broke right now. So I'm kind of shocked that we're spending 10% more than usual.
To be honest, I was going to look today because I was with my family.
Yeah.
So we were honestly just like hanging out that I did not even think twice about being on my phone or Black Friday shopping. Right. So I'm going to try to see if there's anything that's like worth getting today. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, I didn't even look on Black Friday.
Number two.
It has been 4 days since Thanksgiving. So technically, today is the last day to eat your leftovers before they go bad. Some people might live dangerously and push them a few more days, but experts say please do not risk getting sick. According to the USDA, turkey, stuffing, potatoes, sweet potatoes, green beans, gravy, and pumpkin pie can all be stored in the fridge for 3 to 4 days. If you don't want to waste the food you have, most leftovers can actually last a few months in the freezer. So if there are things that you want to save, make sure to do that ASAP.
Number one.
Millie Bobby Brown has publicly pushed back on rumors that David Harbour bullied her during the making of Stranger Things. Now, this is breaking her silence, as this was her first direct response since the claims began circulating about a month ago. Since then, they did go to the season 5 premiere together. She was kind of avoiding speaking about it then, so this is the first time that she's actually acknowledging the situation. And during the recent interview, she said that she felt safe working alongside Harbour in the series and that they actually have a great relationship. Obviously, this came ongoing speculation and insider reports continue to surround the alleged harassment claims that surfaced ahead of Stranger Things season 5 production. And in other Stranger news, fans complained on social media that Netflix literally crashed right when season 5 premiered. Luckily, it was up just after a few minutes. But everyone was not happy about that.
It's so crazy that Netflix can still crash when like they know these kind of shows are going to be so massive, you know?
It's true.
And also, if I'm paying $25 a month now, you better not crash. Like, it was crashing when it was $7 a month, fine. Now that it's like $30 a month or whatever, yeah. And if I want to go watch Stranger Things.
And this has been all, I mean, we're not even talking about, oh yeah, like we've been low-key waiting for this. Nah, people have been waiting Stranger Things season 5 for a long time.
Like, y'all know this was coming. Y'all better not be crashing for no $30 a month. That's ridiculous at this point.
Yeah, this is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Imagine going to jail because you found some loose change on the ground. Like, can you imagine that being your luck? I mean, it should be, you should feel like it was your lucky day. All of us would until the cops show up. Like, y'all, this story takes such a terrible turn. And of course, it doesn't happen here. It happens in the second kookiest state of all time, Pennsylvania. Welcome back. Welcome to December. Still crazy up there. Y'all, we call this segment PA So Cray Cray. And it's not really meant negatively. It's just meant as what it is. And if you've never done one of these with us before, Jessica, what is this?
PA So Cray Cray is a segment that we dedicate to our neighbors in Pennsylvania just because random, unexpected things tend to happen there. So we just gather around at this time in the morning and kind of discuss what's going on, because 9 times out of 10, these stories are also making national headlines as well.
It's just crazy because, like, again, they're our neighbors, right? Like, we don't get headlines like this. Like, we have our issues for sure, but, like, the wacky stories, you just got to go a smidge north. And it's like, wait, what? I don't understand. All right, so did you guys see this story, by the way? This woman, this poor woman in Pennsylvania, she goes to Walmart and she's just walking down the aisles. She goes to go and buy some arts and crafts, and she sees this $20 bill that's just falling out of somebody's pocket. And she's like, oh my God, this is my lucky day. Now, let's be honest. Most of us, I know I would have. I'd have taken that $20, right? Like, would we not have? Like, would you not have taken that $20?
She saw it fall out of someone's pocket, or it was just on the ground?
It was just there. There was nobody around. She's not taking it out of someone's pocket. There was nobody else in the aisle. There was no employees around. So she figured, this must be my lucky day.
Yeah, if something's on the floor, I feel like anyone would just take it.
I'm going to take that $20, right? So she thinks nothing of it. She goes on with her life and, like, you know, okay, cool. She actually spends that $20 on the arts and crafts. Well, I'll have her tell you the rest of the story.
Fast forward almost a week, and my dad calls me out of the blue. He goes, hey, the police were here looking for you. Were you at Walmart on Saturday? Yes. Do you remember the $20? Yes. Just wanted you to know that in the state of Pennsylvania, if money's left on the ground, on a counter, on a seat cushion, and it can be a penny, 5 cents, $5, $50, it doesn't matter the price of it. If you pick it up and you, I don't know, the law is within a reasonable attempt to find the person, and you can be charged.
Yeah. So the fact that she didn't actually go and say,
oh, that's
hey.
Crazy.
So whoever's $20 that was went back to Walmart and said, hey, I've lost $20. And filed a report for lost money.
And they probably saw her on camera.
They went and they checked the cameras, saw that she took it, and then had to go investigate, found out that it was her, and then had to go charge her. Now, they didn't actually get her on it because, obviously, they let her off with...
But who's going to let us know that?
Off on disorderly conduct.
And what do you mean in the state of Pennsylvania? So what about Maryland? Is that true for us,
honestly,
too?
Honestly, I don't know if that's a thing here or not.
We should find
that
out.
We should look that out.
Because clearly she didn't know. I didn't know that.
Right.
We should know if that's a thing here, too. I don't know. But, like, isn't that scary? Like, that's scary to know that, like any of us.
Like, undercover laws.
Like,
yeah.
We should look. Actually, we'll come back in
we
a second.
We should look that up.
Charlotte, throw a Google on that. Because I don't know. Like, could that possibly be a thing? Now, it did get dismissed. She returned the $20, by the way.
Okay. So I mean, okay. Obviously,
that's
she did. Because she didn't know that she wasn't allowed to take it.
Yo, finders keepers. That ain't no real law, just so you know. It's actually disorderly conduct if you take somebody's money, at least in the state of Pennsylvania. But can you imagine getting that call? I mean, it ain't your lucky day. It's actually a misdemeanor. So
you can also be charged in Maryland for this.
What?
Really? Interesting.
Well, I'm happy we're all finding this out now.
Wow. Okay, so there you go.
Jeez.
So it's, yeah, so don't...
Wait, that sucks. So everyone's like, oh, I found a lucky penny. You could have gone to jail?
Literally, apparently even a penny. If
well,
you don't at least make an effort
what
to
if
like...
What you just loudly are like, is this anybody's? Like, is that good enough?
Yeah. I guess it depends if the person actually, you know, makes an effort to come find their money or not.
Yeah.
If you're caught on camera.
That makes me sick about it. So at least check this. This is the moral of the story. If you're going to do it, at least see if there's a camera around. And that's the moral of the story. Y'all, that's your Monday morning PA. So cray cray. It's wild.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
$1,000 and free gas. You know how this game goes, right? Maybe you're new. Actually, some of you guys hop over here because you can't stand the holiday music on 101.9. So, listen, we see the ratings during this time of the year. We see a lot of people hopping over here. So, welcome. We're Kramer and Jess. Pleasure to meet you. And a lot of people leave because they want to hear the holiday music. We share. We share this time of year. So.
We're all friends.
Caller 10 is going to play our $1,000 minute. Who is this? Hello.
Good morning. It's Susan and Kaylee.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey,
hi,
Susan
guys.
Hey, Kaylee. It's been so long. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Aww. Oh, my God. Kaylee, you sound like you're 25 now.
Wait, what grade are you in, Kaylee?
She's in college.
I'm a sophomore.
What? No, you're
yes.
not. Oh, my
I
God,
am.
That's crazy.
No,
Jess, the crazy part, she has her learner's permit.
No.
What?
You
now
guys.
You're driving?
No.
Yes.
You said yes.
That's crazy. Y'all, you know, we started the show 5 years ago, and that would, you would have been seventh grade then?
Yeah, sixth or seventh grade.
Man, you're so grown up now. That's crazy. So crazy. Just hearing your voice is so crazy now. Well, we're not getting any older. Only you are. So that's the weird part. Anyway, well, let's go, guys. Let's play. Having a midlife crisis. It's all right. Jessica, they know how to play. It's been a second, but it's good to have you guys back. Let's explain the rules to everybody else. How do we play $1,000 Minute?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and you just got to say pass, and we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Susan and Kaylee, you ready to play?
I think that was a yes.
Wait, hang on. You guys cut out for a second.
Oh, sorry. Yes, we are.
Okay, perfect.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. How many minutes are in 12 hours?
Minutes are 12 times 60.
How many?
Kaylee, 12 times 60. 720 minutes.
Correct. Question number two. What color is Barney the dinosaur's stomach? Barney the dinosaur's stomach is what color?
Yellow?
It's not yellow. It's not. But it's close. It's green.
But yellow is, but that's a good guess because I feel like the letters on the show are yellow is in there. It's okay.
Barney walked through.
I feel like that is an honest mistake.
Kaylee's
because
like, I was in seventh grade last time we got through. I'll be in college next time.
No, it's okay because yellow is not on Barney, but there's a lot of yellow on the set. Yeah, so I can see why that color came to mind.
It's all good.
She's not a true Barney watcher like me. It's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. She's like, Mom, that's my generation. God.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Leave this to me, Mom. Okay, go on.
Let's play for fun and see how you guys would have done okay. Number three, if a farm has 12 cows and each cow produces 8 gallons of milk per day, how much milk is produced in a day?
96.
There you go.
Correct. Number four, what is the main diet of koalas?
Eucalyptus.
I did not know that.
You know that? That is so cute.
That's why they sleep so much.
That makes them even cuter.
Makes them tired.
Number five, PVD Airport is located in what American state?
Texas?
Rhode Island.
It's Rhode Island.
Okay.
Yeah. Number six, in the movie WALL-E, what does WALL-E collect?
Trash.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then number seven, the last question, what is the name of the deepest ocean trench on Earth?
That one's tough.
Oh. You know it?
Anybody?
The Mariana Trench?
There it is. That's correct. Very well done. Yeah. Who knows our ocean trenches over there? Very well played on the ocean trench question.
Oh, I am a font of useless information.
Wait, you knew that? Susan, you just knew that? You didn't Google that?
I did not.
No, that's very, God. Very well played on your ocean trenches.
That was tough.
We've all learned a little bit about our oceans today. So, all right. Hey, listen, let's make it before Kaylee gets in college. All right. So, we love you guys. Always good to hear your voice. Even if you do sound way older than last time. We'll come back tomorrow, guys. 7 new trivia questions worth $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. And we'll talk to you guys then. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Have a good day, you guys, and get to Dashin' and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouthwatering parfait. We're talking creamy, low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashin'.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Let's debate what's the greatest holiday song of all time. They came out with a list of what they say is the best Christmas song of all time. And I think you're going to be really upset with one of the songs on this list. Two of them, you'll be like, sure, sure. One of these songs, no. They absolutely should not have made this list. Jessica, you can only pick one of the greatest Christmas song of all time. What is it?
Let It Snow, Boyz II Men, Brian McKnight.
Is the greatest?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would literally put everything on that. I put my life on that. I put my life on Let It Snow.
Why do you go that one?
Forever.
Out of all of them?
Out of all of them, because it is just like the blend of the voices, the collab of Brian McKnight and Boyz II Men coming together. Also, that Christmas album is one of the best Christmas albums of all time as well. It's just like I can listen to it all year long. Whenever I listen to Let It Snow, I feel like I am around the fire under the tree with them in a warm hug, being rocked like a baby.
It's serenading me. Yeah.
Like literally.
It's you. Okay.
Forever. Forever and ever.
It's a surprising choice.
What? But that's surprising?
It's not the greatest, but okay. To you, it's
And that's
to
telling.
And that's telling.
That says a lot about you. Yeah. And that's fine.
Charlotte, the greatest Christmas song of all time. And we'll go down this list and I'll see if you guys are surprised by number three, especially. The greatest Christmas song of all time is what?
It's a tie between Last Christmas by Wham and the Whitney Houston version specifically of Little Drummer Boy.
Wow.
Both really good.
Heavy hitters.
You guys, obviously NSYNC, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays is the greatest.
It's the greatest
Christmas song of all time. That song could play, it could come on in March and I don't care. I'll play that thing full blast, windows down. I don't care. It can be summer. I don't care. That thing, and I'll play it so loud and proud. Even as a boy, I don't care. I'll play that thing so proud. Let's go over this list. This is what they say are the top three greatest Christmas songs of all time. I've never even heard of this song before. Tell me, have you guys ever heard of Fairy Tale in New York? The boys of the NYPD choir was singing. It's by a band called...
Who's singing?
I can't even pronounce this word right. It's called the P-O-U. G-U-E-S. Is it Pogues?
The Pogues?
The Pogues.
Has anyone heard this?
They say this is the third greatest Christmas song of all time.
When was it released?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's whimsical.
Is it even real? This is AI, I feel like. I feel like this list came out as rage bait. Because when I saw this list this morning, maybe this was in a movie?
Maybe I've heard this in a movie.
It better have been in like a really crappy Hallmark movie. Because I'm enraged that they would even think to make this on the list.
Yeah, I've never heard this before.
Like, this is anybody in the holiday spirit by listening to this right now? Like, this is making you happy.
Okay, so they just said Christmas Day for the first time. Up until that point, did not know it was a holiday song.
And by the way, I edited this down. This is the first minute and a half as we cut out of the song. So, okay. I'm over it. Number two, it's come on.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
I think this deserved to be in the top three no matter what. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. It's great.
The music video.
So good.
Gorgeous.
If you
hair, gorgeous. Outfits, gorgeous. Voice, gorgeous.
So good.
Yes.
If you haven't watched the music video recently,
go watch it.
Go watch it.
It's going to make you want to go frolic in the snow, go to a ski place and invite all your friends and have a dinner.
When you hit that hard F on frolic, I wasn't sure where you were going to go with that, Jess. But
what? I'm tired, but I'm not trying to lose my job.
That was a very hard F on frolic. That's the feeling it gives me, but number one, come on. You know what it is.
It's Mariah, right?
Yeah. And to be fair.
Go ahead. Take it.
She deserves it. Like, I'm not mad.
You can't be mad at her because it's not when she made it. It's not even like she was like literally like, I'm going to make the Christmas song for the rest of time. She didn't even want to make the song.
Right.
She was like, sure, I'll throw you a bone. Let me just do this. And now it's the queen of Christmas and she makes insane money every single year off this song.
Like, I can't even argue it. It's a great song. I'm not even a Christmas person, y'all. I'm like, this puts me in a holly jolly spirit every time we put it on. So, yeah. That song's fine. Number three, though, is infuriating.
At what point does family game night stop being fun and start being war? Because that's what happened with my family over Thanksgiving break.
What does that mean? How did this get out of control? I don't understand.
I don't know.
You guys are so... Either your family is so wild or my family is so boring, and I'm not sure which one. Maybe both.
I think both.
Both, probably.
And everyone has a different normal, and I think that's fair, too.
It's true, yeah.
So Garage Boy and I spent Thanksgiving with my family in Virginia, and it was really special because my parents flew out from California, and we spent the entire week together, and it was so special. But that also meant that there were 15 people staying in one house together. Now, that was incredible, and we're, you know, doing a lot of things. We're spending a lot of time together. But that also can be a recipe for chaos.
Yes.
And as we're spending time together, we're trying to, you know, have fun activities. And one of those activities that we thought would be really fun is playing beer pong. And beer pong is fun.
Yeah,
that's what it meant to be, right?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of us. We're having a good time.
Right.
It's actually, I think the showdown, this specific showdown, actually took place on Thanksgiving holiday. So I feel like all of us were in a very grateful, thankful mood. Okay.
A day of love and family.
And everything was cool until it wasn't. And this friendly game of beer pong turns into this like intense tournament of trying to take down my cousin AJ and his friend Nick because they were just on a winning streak. I think they were winning like 8 or 9 games in a row, but it got to the point of like everyone was getting so angry that we couldn't take them down. We're all like changing teammates, you know, people are yelling. It goes from like, ha ha ha, to you're a cheater.
Wow.
And like trash talking is taking place. Honestly, this morning I'm having a hard time speaking because I was screaming so much.
Like screaming angry or like screaming happy? Or both?
I think like angry, you know?
Like where did it get the most escalated, you feel like?
I think when like...
Like who should be the most embarrassed of themselves and how they acted?
Honestly, I think all of us collectively as a group, I would say.
Like is there still tension? Do you think anyone's walking away from Thanksgiving game with tension today?
I feel like maybe comments were said and it was just like going too far to where it's like, why are we saying this to each other? Like it's literally like a plastic ball and cups to the point where like when Garage Boy and my little cousin finally beat them, it was like people. I mean, my little cousin, I posted a video of this on my Instagram. I mean, he like turned. I mean, he's screaming. He's like banging on his chest like he just saved an entire like country or something. And he's like turns around. He's like banging on the fridge, like because all of us were just like, we were like, no, like I don't know why I was mad. I was angry. I was literally on my hands and knees like praying. I was like, please, like I don't. And obviously no, truly, like it got so heated, it got so intense. And so it's like, are there certain games that your family can't play because it turns into drama? And mind you, it was so much fun. I wouldn't change it for the world. Like we literally had the most fun time, but it was getting crazy.
This doesn't sound fun. I got to be honest. My nervous system feels out of control just from the story.
I mean, I'm surprised that we didn't get it. The cops weren't called because we were screaming our faces off.
I think
I felt
bad for the neighbors in the story more than anybody.
So, like, was AJ cheating though?
Yeah, was he?
No. He wasn't cheating. That's
so why,
the thing.
Why did you accuse him of cheating?
Accuse him. My aunt accused him of cheating. Here's the thing, though. It's not like I was the only one. There's 15 people, okay? All of us are in the garage, and we're all screaming at each other. And it was just, and then it became this thing of, like, taking them down. Mind you, these are, like, two of the youngest kids in the house, and everyone's just screaming and yelling at them. So it's like, does this happen? Is this a normal thing? Where it's like, maybe for us, for my family, we should probably only be allowed to play, like, 3 rounds of beer pong.
And that's where it stops.
And maybe for you it's Yahtzee.
Yeah.
Maybe for some it's Monopoly.
Well, let's ask that question really quick. Anybody's Thanksgiving game get out of control? Because maybe it did, because you know how these things do happen sometimes. Like, you guys sat down to play a Thanksgiving game as a family, and now maybe you guys, it could have gotten so out of control that, like, you guys aren't speaking today because it just did.
By round 6, it got pretty chippy out there.
And it could have, you know? Charlotte, what was that game you guys were playing over Thanksgiving with the cards?
Oh, it was my sister's game. It was called Truth or Drink, I think. Like, it was
that
wild.
That just sounds dangerous.
That sounds dangerous.
Now, that just sounds
and
like
what I'm saying.
A recipe for disaster.
Yeah, that one, that was just with the cousins, or that would have gotten kooky.
So that, like, maybe you guys are playing a game and it just got out of control. We want to hear that story. Who's this?
It's Renee from
what's
Glen
up?
Burnie.
Oh, what's up, Renee from Glen Burnie? How you doing?
I am pretty good.
Oh, good. Wait, you did you have a family game night that got out of control, Renee?
Well, not this Thanksgiving, only because we have family that work for the Ravens, so they had to go to the Ravens game for Thanksgiving. But normally, absolutely, it gets so ugly. They play this game called Farkle, which is like a dice game that you have to get to a certain number of points for.
Are you saying Sparkle or Farkle? Are you saying S or F?
Farkle. F-A-R-K.
Okay.
Yeah. And let me just tell you, like, we have one family member, Amy, who just gets all crazy and starts cussing and hitting the table and everything. It can get really ugly. And then to top it off, they've made their own rules for this game,
like
Farkle, in addition to the for the regular game.
We went rogue with it.
Yes, it can get really, really ugly. So she's one of the ones that work for the Ravens. So this year we were like, oh my gosh, do you want to play Farkle? We won't have to listen to her scream at us.
Oh my!
So that's the perk. Hey, what's the worst it's gotten with the game? Like if you had to say, like, the
worst
pinnacle,
like, blowout.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had tears. We've had people crying.
Wait,
like,
you have crying?
Yes.
You
absolutely
have actual tears
from the little ones or from the adults?
Borderline adults, but mostly the kids.
All right.
What are the adults crying about?
That's funny.
Because they're mean with it. They are, I'm telling you.
Because trash talking can get real, real, real quick.
Wow.
Like, I think there's a line between being playful to being like,
How
crossing
are your
the
family
line.
Game nights ending in tears, y'all? Like, my family, I guess, again, I don't know if my family is just boring. The Yanceys, we don't cry at game nights. We're all happy-go-lucky. Like, we're fine. Like, I just don't know how this is so out of control. This is wild to me.
Yeah, and this is whenever Farkle is brought up. I mean, and they bring it a lot. Like, they brought it to pretty much everything, and it's bad.
Wow, it sounds
bad.
Like I feel like all you guys need to lay off the games for a while, maybe. You know what I mean?
Or choose a different one.
Maybe choose a different game. Maybe no. I was gonna say Monopoly, but I feel like Monopoly even gets really testy sometimes. I don't know. Maybe Candyland. That's a pretty safe option.
Yeah.
Renee, thank you for calling us.
Yep. Have a good one.
Yeah. You too. All right.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Her husband's saying, listen, you can send our holiday Christmas card to literally every single person except for this one. But is that fair? Let's talk about it right now with Judge Jess. Well, happy December. It's time for the holiday drama, everybody. The holiday drama has begun. In case you've never done a Judge Jess with us before, Jess is not a real judge. I think legally we must tell you that. She's just a very judgmental person, but a person with some great opinions. She really does give good advice. So we always say, hey, listen, if you've got some type of disagreement with somebody, call our voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us what's going on, and then Jess will tell you who's right and who's wrong in your situation.
Hey, Jess, it's Melissa from Columbia, and I really need a Judge Jess ruling. So my husband's brother got divorced earlier this year, and throughout the whole thing, his ex-wife confided in me a lot. We actually became really close, and last week she texted me saying the holidays are going to feel really lonely for her, and honestly, my heart just broke for her. My husband asked me months ago to start backing away because he didn't want to keep that old relationship alive. Like, I tried, but she's still my friend. I didn't just drop her, and now his brother has a new girlfriend who's coming to Christmas, so everything feels extra sensitive, and I get that, but that's where we're fighting. So the other day, we're doing our family Christmas cards, and I told my husband I want to send one to the ex-wife. He immediately said, no, absolutely not. Tells me I'm dragging his brother backwards and disrespecting the new girlfriend. But this is my family's Christmas card. Like, I should be able to choose who I send it to, right? And my husband got even more upset because I already had her envelope addressed, but I wasn't trying to cause drama. I was just trying to be thoughtful. So am I wrong for wanting to send my friend a Christmas card? Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Wow. Okay. So why does this one get me so angry today? We got a little situation where she's saying, listen, yes, it may be his ex-wife,
but that's her friend.
But she's my friend, and I want to send my friend a Christmas card, and I feel like I should be able to. My husband is saying, that is my brother's ex-wife. Mm-hmm. That's completely inappropriate for you to do because he now has a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
And that seems to be really inappropriate.
What? I think this is so weird. It's not a big deal. We're talking about a Christmas greeting card, not a wedding invitation. Like, I think Melissa has every right to still have that relationship. That's her friend. It would be one thing if Melissa was like, I want her to come over for Christmas dinner. That's not what she's saying. She simply wants to send over a Christmas card to be kind, and she's alone and she misses her friend.
Oh, really?
I think her husband is overreacting. I do not think that this is disrespectful to her brother-in-law or the new girlfriend by any means. It'd be one thing if she was like, hey, let's all go to brunch and I'm gonna invite her without telling y'all. That's not what Melissa is doing. It's a Christmas greeting card. It's the holidays. She's trying to be kind.
Okay. So you're telling me you're okay if Butter, your sister, sends your ex-boyfriend a Christmas card?
They weren't friends. He wasn't friends with anybody.
If they were.
But they weren't.
If they were.
They were not friends. And I think that's a weird comparison, knowing that relationship, to even say that.
I'm telling you right now, that's completely inappropriate.
There are friends.
No, I'm telling you right now, I cannot believe in a million years that you would think this is okay.
And we're just going to go off Melissa's call, right? So I think when she's talking about the divorce and the separation,
right. We don't know.
She was saying that it was hard for the ex-wife, right? Like, who knows? We're going to remove any possibility. Like, if there was any sort of like infidelity or if she like did something, okay, that's one thing. But I'm just going to go off the call. It doesn't sound like something was done on the ex-wife's part or even her brother-in-law's part. You know what I'm saying? So I think just going off of them not wanting to be together anymore, and sometimes relationships don't work. She clearly had a close relationship with her to the point where she still wants to be her friend. I don't think there's anything wrong with sending a card.
I'm telling you right now, I would burn my family down.
Over some like little Vistaprint family photo Christmas card? You're being dramatic.
Not Vistaprint.
I mean, let's be real. That's what you're talking about right now.
I would burn my family. I would never.
It says season's greetings. And you're going to cause this drama about that?
I would burn my family's house down.
We all know that.
Arson. I would commit arson.
You wouldn't even take a Christmas card. I feel like you would just do that for fun. That's my ruling.
Okay. I mean, it's your court. But yeah. That's insane. That's straight. And I'm telling you, I've never disrespected you so hard. You're an insane person for that.
I don't take anything you say to me seriously, so that's okay.
Is Jess right on this?
Yes.
If you're listening to this, let's just do straight opinions on this. I think that's asinine. Like,
that's what you sound like right now.
Because I'm in shock.
Why?
Like, guys, that relationship is done.
It's just a little card, maybe glossy. Like, upgraded. Maybe it might be upgraded.
Is that the right thing to do? Selena and Glen Burnie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. I mean, what do you think? I mean, literally, she's out of the family now. Like, there's been a divorce. You can't send her a Christmas card and be like, oh, hope your holidays are bright and merry. That's not how it works.
So I guess you have to understand she's out of the brother-in-law's family. Unfortunately, when people come together, they make bonding relationships with everyone.
Yeah.
And one should not have to sacrifice their relationship because this one is no longer working.
Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't be upset if you knew that somebody in your family was sending your ex a holiday card? Put that in your shoes for a second. Be for real.
I would not be upset because at the end of the day, everybody needs some enlightenment. And having the understanding that this young lady is going through something, mm-hmm. the worst thing you will want not to do is send something that's going to uplift their spirits for something demise to happen.
Yeah.
Like, am I just
petty? So you got to go deeper.
Am I just petty then? Because I'm telling you right now, I would never talk to that person again.
It just sounds like Melissa was way closer to her ex-sister-in-law than her actual brother-in-law. So what, they can never talk again just because their relationship is ending?
Brian, what's up? Brian in Baltimore. Brian understands. Brian, you can't do this. It's just not right. The right thing to do. It's weird.
Nah, I'm going to go with the judge ruling on this one.
Brian, come on. Yeah. Why?
Because it's like what you just said. It was like, they're friends. They have their own separate relationship. It doesn't impede on a new relationship that the brother has with the girlfriend. She's not inviting her to dinner. She's not inviting her around.
Right.
It's a simple card being sent in the mail. Mm-hmm. And that's it. You know, what's going to be the next thing? You can't talk to her on the phone?
No, you can't. Yeah. You absolutely cannot talk to her on the phone.
But you know, when it comes to women, they have their own camaraderie. They have their own thing.
No, you don't.
So
not anymore.
Completely separate from whatever attachment that created it. So if it was a marriage that created that attachment and they stayed friends and they still cool, then there's no problem sending her a Christmas card.
Exactly, exactly. It'd be one thing if Melissa was like, yeah, come over for dinner and like sit in front of his new girlfriend and like whatever. That's not what she's doing.
I'm telling y'all right now, I would not do well in y'all's family at all. I mean, imagine being at this Thanksgiving dinner. So all of a sudden, one of your family members walks in. You think that they're married to somebody, but they walk in with a completely different spouse. Anybody have a crazier Thanksgiving than that? Because if you did, you need to call the show right now. We got to get you on the air. We don't know if that's what happened or not. We're going to find out right now with this Talk Me Out of It update, because thank God he called us back. By the way, if you're wondering what this is actually kind of a special edition. Talk Me Out of It updates where we check back in with people that say, hey, listen, I've got this crazy idea. I don't know if I should do this or not. And now we're just checking back in to see if they did it or not. But this was before Thanksgiving. So just kind of a heads up where we were before, Jess.
Anonymous has been hiding his divorce from his family. So he and his wife have been separated for about 7 months now. And they're in the process of filing their divorce, which will be all set by next month. And he was supposed to go up to PA for Thanksgiving. The issue is that he wanted to bring his new girlfriend, and she had basically presented an ultimatum. If you don't take me to Thanksgiving and I meet your family, then I'm done hiding and I don't want to be in a relationship with you anymore.
So what happened? We're going to find out, because we don't find out until you do. Anonymous, hi, good morning.
Hey, guys.
So did you end up going?
I did. I went. I completely caved. I did not bring my girlfriend.
Really?
Did you tell them that you and your wife are no longer together?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
It was rough. I walked in there, and they asked right out of the gate, you know, why are you alone? What's going on? And I came up with some BS. You know, the kids weren't feeling well, so my wife decided to stay home with them. She apologized, but she didn't want everybody else getting sick. And, of course, right after that, the guilt starts pouring in. My mom lays on, oh, she's such a good mother.
Oh, no.
Wait, hang on. Do you still have a girlfriend, by the way? Are you guys still together?
We're technically, yeah, we're still together. But she got really pissed. She got mad at me for being such a chicken. She said that because I didn't bring her, it basically proves that I'm choosing the comfort of my family over being honest with them about her.
I mean, she's not wrong, my guy. Like, what's the goal here?
Yeah, because you can't lie forever. It's, like, not doable.
No, I got to man up. I know, because now my family's all confused about stuff, and I'm already starting to get stuff from my mom going, you two okay? Everything all right out there? Marriage doesn't work unless you fight.
Oh, really? Wait, so do you think that she knows then?
She's paranoid, so she always looks for the worst thing right out of the gate.
I mean,
so
she might know something's wrong, but she probably doesn't know that you're literally going to be divorced next month, though.
Right. She has no idea about that. So I don't know if her intuition is kicking in or what. But.
Yeah, of course.
So when you tell her, do you think she's going to be like, well, you need to go fight for it?
Oh, yeah. She'll try to give me different reasons to keep it going.
Oh, man, that's tough. So
what's the plan? Oh, yeah. So does that mean that you're going to pretend that you're fighting for it and play out like a fake separation trial period? Or are you going to tell her, actually, no, we're not together anymore?
I don't want to keep running this gauntlet of lies. It's really starting to eat at me inside. I'm going to have to man up, go over there, have a discussion. I probably won't bring my girlfriend when I tell her, because I don't want her.
No. You know what? In hindsight, I got to be honest with you. I think this is actually the best case scenario. Because, Jess, let's be honest. I don't think, honestly, it was probably the right thing to do at Thanksgiving.
Well, no. I'm happy that you didn't bring her, because I feel like that just would have been, honestly, probably even worse for you.
Yeah, I think that this was probably the best case scenario for the really crappy situation that you put yourself into, unfortunately.
Yeah, like, I don't agree with, like, obviously how this is playing out, but I am sorry that you feel like you can't be honest about where you're at and how you're feeling. I do feel sorry for that, because I don't think that's a way you deserve to feel.
Right, thanks. I appreciate it. And I got to get this over with, because Christmas is right around the corner and I need to have it done and over and simmered down by then.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something to work towards.
Don't let this go to Christmas. Like, you got like a month. There is too much here at risk that I feel like you've really got to figure out. So, hey, thank you for at least calling us back. And I think that, like, maybe we've all learned that, like, it's just better just to be honest with this kind of stuff. And I get it. Someone that got divorced, I understand it takes a little bit of time, but God, man, 8 months, 7 months, whatever it's been, like, it's a long time, but
yeah, I mean, that's plenty of time. Yeah. I need to man up.
Yeah. There he goes. All right. Hey, thank you so much though for calling us back and giving us the update. We appreciate you.
All right, man. Enjoy the show. We appreciate you guys for helping.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.